The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Good to have you along with us. Brian Hillebrand is the market president for American Trust and Savings Bank, where he's been overseeing the expansion, by the way, into the Des Moines market. We'll talk with him about that expansion, a little bit more about the history of American Trust. Welcome, Brian. Nice to have you here.
Afternoon.
And you brought some folks with you. You brought Randy Willard and Sarah Larson along. And what do they get to do?
They take care of our two branch offices, oversee them, the retail, the consumer functions of those offices.
We should have just said, Sarah, what is it that you do?
Hello. I manage the West Des Moines location of American Trust, and yeah. I also am the regional retail manager of both branches.
Now, what does that mean, retail manager? Because I'm not a banker.
Oh, thank you. So I oversee the retail side, so consumer lending, deposits, those sort of things.
Got it. Yeah. And Randy, you hang out over there in Windsor Heights, I believe. Is that correct?
I do, yep. I am recently here the branch manager at the Windsor Heights, so new to the area.
Yeah.
And getting up and going over there.
Pretty soon you'll have a ribbon cutting, I guess?
Yes, next Tuesday, the 12th.
All right. Well, welcome. So, Brian, let's talk a little bit about the history of American Savings Bank. This has got it's a long history. It's a family-owned company based out of Dubuque, right?
Correct. The Shrupp family has owned the bank for 106 years.
Yikes.
And they still run the bank, active in the management of the bank. We've got 7 locations in Dubuque, 2 in Dyersville, 1 in Farley, and then with Windsor Heights, 2 branch offices here in the Des Moines market.
So a family-owned bank, you know, that's one of those things that many people seem to enjoy over the corporate setting of a bank simply because you get to do business with somebody that's sitting across the desk, not from across the country.
Sure. There's a continuity of people you deal with and usually pretty steady policy of the way you do things from year to year.
Brian Hillebrand, ladies and gentlemen, with American Trust, American Savings Bank. Talk to us a little bit about the expansion into the Des Moines market. It was first West Des Moines.
Correct.
And then here. Why Windsor Heights, just out of curiosity?
Well, West Des Moines office has been open now 10 years, and we're out west of the Des Moines Golf Country Club, so we're pretty
far
west.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, we're trying to serve the whole metro market. We were looking for somewhere along the freeway. Windsor Heights is a nice community. A lot of we see consumer retail business there, but also being close to the freeway, it makes it accessible for our customers on the east side of the market.
Sure, and you can get from Windsor Heights almost anywhere, or
correct,
to Windsor Heights from
correct,
almost anywhere in about 15 minutes or so. Sarah, how long have you been with the bank now?
I have been with the bank for just over 10 years.
Mm-hmm. What did you do before?
I actually have been in banking for just over 20 years. So I've been in banking a long time. I have been a state bank examiner, just had banking in my blood for quite some time.
And what about you, Randy? How did you come to this world?
The world of banking?
Yes.
I came to the world of banking a handful of years ago after graduating college. Been with American Trust now for almost 6 months. So.
Wow. So how's it going?
It's great.
You know, did you have to oversee a lot of the stuff that was going on with the reconstruction over there? You're in Apple Valley, is that correct?
Correct, yeah.
So was there a lot of stuff going on to get the branch ready to go?
There probably was. That was before my time, so I can't answer to that. But.
Brian, were you up on that stuff too?
Sure. Sarah and I were pretty involved with working with our contractor to build out and then our people back in Dubuque. We've done this before, so we leaned on them pretty heavily.
As you do this, as you build out from Dubuque for other parts of the state, what goes into that, Brian? I mean, do you have to do a lot of market research in the area to make sure that it's a fit, or how does that decision get made?
Well, you know, Des Moines obviously in Iowa is the growth market.
Sure.
Dubuque, we're a pretty big player in that market, so opportunities to grow are maybe a little more limited, and so we saw obviously Central Iowa is a great market to expand in. And yeah, you do bank studies, you look at the demographics of an area and determine, and we did that in Windsor Heights, and the profile was pretty pretty strong.
For growth and for sustainability, I would imagine, yeah?
Yeah.
Sarah, I got to ask a little bit about when you take a look at the what you do for the bank, how is it different today than what it was maybe 10 years ago?
Yes, it banking has just expanded. We see our client base changing.
Yeah.
We see how clients want things fairly quickly. We see how clients want things more electronically.
Sure.
We see how the internet has made things just everybody wants things as electronic based, want things on their phones, smartphones.
Sure. Well, that is a huge change. You know, it used to be that you would go to the bank, you might deposit your money in the bank and then wait a couple of days and now it's almost instantaneous that you get that. Was that a transition that came to American Trust and Savings Bank? Was that a difficult transition to get into electronic banking, or were you able to, the powers that be back in Dubuque said, oh yeah, we got to go there?
Oh, I just think our office team has been wonderful to have made that transition pretty seamlessly. Our internet-based smartphones technology has been fantastic, and our clients have loved that electronic banking.
Yeah, it really does make a big difference. What do you spend your time, Brian, doing other than riding herd between West Des Moines and Windsor Heights?
Well, we have a commercial lending team, and I do commercial lending as well as they do. And so actually our growth has been pretty strong, 15% a year, which I think is pretty strong.
I had a chance to read through your annual report, and I was noting some of those numbers, and pretty significant.
Yeah, and actually this year we're probably right about 20% for the year. And so we've got an experienced group of lenders. They know the market. They've been around, and they do a great job.
When it comes to commercial lending, this is a business program. We spend a lot of time on the business of business. What is it that sets some banks apart from others? And I don't mean to have you call names or anything like that, but what is it about commercial lending that folks ought to know about your place of business?
Well, I think, like I said, experience has a lot to do with it. Being able to get answers to them quickly and being really honest with them up front when you're looking at what they're asking for, whether it's something you can really do. Sometimes people may get dragged along thinking they were going to get one thing, and it gets changed. We try to be forthright with them and let them know here's what we can and can't do.
Sure. Sure. Are things still done on a handshake anywhere in banking?
it's a relationship business. I mean,
yeah,
really
it is. Isn't it?
It really is. And so there's a lot of it relies on that, but it's changing, kind of tying on what you asked there about the changes and, the regulatory and the things that we deal with now versus 10 years ago is night and day. And so there's that issue you have to, meet all the requirements that the regulators have put on us.
When we have businesses in to talk about whatever business it happens to be, from food service to technology, they always suggest one thing. It's really difficult to find high quality, high caliber employees. So you had this recent expansion over into Windsor Heights, we'll get with Randy here in just a minute, ask her how many people are hanging out over there. But have you found that to be problematic, trying to find good people?
Yep. We hear that from our customers all the time, and it's something we have to deal with. I feel very fortunate that Randy and her staff were very happy with the people we were able to get.
Good.
And because that was one of my big concerns with staffing of the office.
Sure.
And we got Randy hired, and she did a great job, her and Sarah, finding other staff. It's a big issue, and it's a big issue for a lot of our customers.
Brian Hildebrand, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about American Trust and Savings Bank. From your days at Simpson, come on, we got to bring it up, Indianola rules. And you've been in banking most of your life, haven't you?
Yeah, it's longer than I want to admit. But I started out kind of similar to Sarah. I started with the Division of Banking with the state on the regulatory side, and did that for about 4 years. And
mm-hmm.
ever since then, I've been on the right side of the desk.
On the right side of the desk. I can understand that. Let's bring Randy back. And Randy, let's talk a little bit about your branch in Windsor Heights. How many folks are hanging out over there on a regular basis?
There's typically, most of the week, about five people, including myself.
You got to drive up and all that?
We do.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And you're really in one of the most trafficked areas in central Iowa. 73rd and University, and then right there by right in your back door is Sam's Club and Walmart. And there's a bus terminal there. Lots of traffic over.
Yeah,
by here.
Lots of businesses over. We've noticed we're not as busy yet as we want to be. I know we will be, but even with people right now just passing by, at least they're looking. They're
seeing. We have to get the word out that you're there.
We're working on it.
You got signs
up.
You got all that other good stuff.
We have, people in the front dancing.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, not yet, but.
Soon. The ribbon cutting will perhaps do that. And that's going to be when? On September 12th?
September 12th, yep, at 4 p.m.
4 p.m., mm-hmm. And that's going to be in Windsor Heights at the Apple Valley Shopping Center. It's right on the corner of University and 73rd Street, almost or across the street from the Windsor Heights Hy-Vee. Yeah, are you doing Marco's Pizza at all? I'm just checking.
We are,
all
actually. Right. Your recommendation, so thank
absolutely,
you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you're going to have new neighbors over there, Brian, pretty soon. Down on the end of Apple Valley is going to be a dialysis center, interestingly enough.
Yeah, I see that bringing a lot of traffic, obviously, to the center, and hopefully some of the people in there, maybe if they drop someone off there, wander down to our offices and take a look at what we have to offer.
Or just camp out in front of the place.
Yeah.
And say, come on down and see us.
Yeah.
We have donuts and coffee. Brian, when we take a look at the bank, corporate-wide, from Dubuque and your other communities, and here into the Des Moines Metro, what's the percentage of business? Are you heavily in personal banking, or is it more in the commercial banking? Where would you like to go?
Well, to tell the truth, we're pretty diverse in our portfolio. We've got Sarah and Bree at the West Des Moines office have done a lot of consumer lending, home equities. We do a lot of residential construction. We work with a lot of builders, and we work a lot of individuals that are building, their dream home. And we do a lot of mortgage lending, but then we also do a lot of commercial business and commercial real estate.
Yeah.
Not too much development. A lot of banks got burned on that about 7 or 8 years ago, so we're very careful on that. We try to be aggressive but smart.
Which brings up another question. Many banks are known as having a certain personality, the family-owned bank. Would you say that your outlook tends to be relatively conservative with regard to the banking process?
I wouldn't say conservative. We just try to follow the 5 C's of credit and make sure we do it the right way.
Yeah. When it comes to the Des Moines Metro, now that you're in Windsor Heights and you're in West Des Moines, you're way out there. I call it East Omaha, by the way, by where you guys are. There are other places here in the Des Moines Metro. I'll bet you maybe we could talk to somebody on the east side for you.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to try to get Randy and her group up to speed and get them all established. And I would see us looking for another office.
I would imagine so.
Maybe in another couple of years. But, as we've talked to, so much of banking now is done through the internet, online. This Windsor Heights office is not a small office. I like to call it a pocket branch. You don't need the bricks and mortar.
No.
You did, you see that in the retail market now too. So, we'll look for something that makes sense.
Yeah, we just had a story about L.L. Bean earlier today about how they're consolidating some things and maybe slowing up on their brick and mortar. And everybody, it seems, is going electronically. But what a great opportunity for so many consumers to be able to have access to their funds almost immediately. Randy, one of the things about Windsor Heights is that demographic over there is fast changing. And where it used to be, there's retired folks, lots and lots and lots, still are, but a lot of young families moving in there. So great opportunity.
That's one of the things we saw when we looked at the studies in the area, that there's going to be a turnover in the market, and that's where it creates an opportunity, we hope, for us.
Well, welcome to our side of town, or at least this side of 3580 anyway, and glad to have you there.
Yeah, we're happy to be in the center of the metro.
Yeah, I bet. And great people, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. We've had the opportunity to know Brian now for several months. He darkens the door of some of the city council meetings from time to time, and also some development things that are going on over there in Windsor Heights as well. So you've been part of that.
Yeah, we're happy to get a chance to be part of the community.
Yeah, good stuff. All right. His name is Brian Hillenbrand, ladies and gentlemen. He is with American Trust and Savings Bank. He is the president of the market area here, and you'll probably be seeing him at any number of the community opportunities, because it is relationship banking, isn't it?
You bet.
All right. And Sarah, thanks so very much for coming by and visiting with us. 20 years in banking, you look like you must have started when you were 10, for crying out loud.
Thank you very much.
Good
Appreciate
stuff.
That.
And Randy, we'll see you around town.
Can't wait.
So you were golfing this weekend?
I was. Just, that's
okay.
Right. Yes.
Lots? Enough.
Enough, yes.
You get business done on the golf course, ladies and gentlemen. All right. We've got to step aside. That is a conversation with one of the newest financial facilities in the metro. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about finances, perhaps yours. What happened today on Wall Street and why? That story comes up next.
Every time I think of you.